Hello, listener. Dahlia Lithwick here, host of Amicus, that's Slate's podcast on the courts and the law and democracy and the rule of law. This May, our team will be publishing a special project that we are calling How Originalism Ate the Law. This neutral and academic-sounding methodology of looking at the law is, in fact, anything but neutral. Originalism is to the conservative legal movement what peanut butter is to jelly. As we're going to show you over the course of this project, originalism has been both cover and calling for conservative justices and judges to radically overhaul the lives of millions of Americans. And while they claim to be the apolitical interpreters of the Constitution and its author's intents, they have overturned Roe, radically expanded gun rights, and eviscerated voting rights. Across Slate.com and the Amicus podcast, we're going to be tackling questions like, where did originalism come from? Why has it taken over? Are progressive originalists really a thing? And am I allowed to have an opinion on originalism? Spoiler, the answer to that last question, you are. To celebrate the launch of this big project, we are running a special two-week-long free trial of Slate Plus on Apple Podcasts. As a member, you'll get exclusive episodes from How Originalism Ate the Law, plus ad-free listening to all of your favorite Slate podcasts. Join now by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
He has a lot of great ideas.
He's not a stupid man. He's worth $9 billion.
I feel like our country is going down the drain.
He is actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
There is no question that this is the person who will go to Washington, D.C. and be able to absolutely turn the place around.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast, the show about the man who doesn't have Paul Manafort to kick around anymore, Donald Trump. I'm Jacob Weisberg. Today, I want you to listen to a special phone call.
Hello?
What are you wearing?
Mr. Trump, I can't keep doing this.
You can do it.
I don't know.
You can do it, Corey.
I don't. How are you? How are things?
Things are amazing. Things are incredible, I have to tell you. Things are enormous and beautiful and unbelievably great.
Mr. Trump, I'm not Hannity. You can talk to me.
Oh, Corey, it's so hard. These are hard times, Corey. I feel like I'm surrounded by people
who won't let Trump be Trump.
Exactly, Corey. You get me.
I do, Mr. Trump.
Please, Corey, call me.
Yes?
Actually, call me Mr. Trump. That's fine, really.
Well, Mr. Trump, if you need advice, why did you get rid of Paul?
Manafort? He's great, but he...
What?
He doesn't get me. He doesn't get my wild Trump style, Corey. He doesn't get the ins and outs.
Well, you've got these new folks, the Breitbart guy.
Bannon's fine. But listen, he talks back to me. Me. I won the most votes of any Republican primary candidate ever.
I know.
More than Eisenhower. More than Reagan.
I know.
He wears cargo shorts around Trump Tower.
He's not classy, right?
I guess I'm saying I miss you, Corey.
I miss you, too. It's funny that you called. I was just looking at some of our old tweets. You remember the Taco Bowl?
That made Paul so mad. Also, yeah. An enormous part of the electorate, too, I have to tell you.
I miss us.
It just can't be, Corey. It just can't be. The media made fun of me when you were on the campaign, said it was amateur hour, that I didn't know what I was doing. Now I've got cargo pants, guys, so that should be better.
Sure. Yeah.
And who knows? After November, I can be myself again. Start a new media company. Trump Breitbart. Trump Bart. Or maybe Trump Trump. I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's the last one.
That's good. That's good. And maybe then we can be together.
Oh, I'd like that more than I can say, Mr. Trump. I love.
Yes.
I love.
What?
I love it when you call yourself Mr. Brexit. There's just no way that that can backfire. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. And Corey.
Yes, Mr. Trump.
The next time you see Wolf Blitzer, kick him in the nuts for me, for old time's sake.
He already wears a cup when I'm in the studio, but I'll do it anyway.
That a boy. Let Corey be Corey.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much.
All right. I've got to go. This is going on much too long. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Trump. And I'm wearing khakis, just still in the mental image.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Good night. Sweet dreams, my friend.
Good night, sweet prince. Good night.
That was Mr. Brexit and Corey, a love story, written by Andy Cobb at Second City and performed by Andy Cobb and John DiDomenico, our voice of Donald Trump. Jason DeLeon produced today's sketch. Did you like it? If you did, be sure to head over to our iTunes page and leave us a rating and review. And in case you haven't heard, Second City has partnered with Slate to bring you Unelectable You, the Second City's completely unbiased political review. It's a 90-minute, fast-paced combination of sketch, improv, and music that takes a hard-hitting look at our election process. To see if Unelectable You is coming to a city near you, go to unelectableyou.com. I'm Jacob Weisberg. That was a TrumpCast bonus sketch. Thanks for listening.